Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, author and survivor advocate, Deanne Miller. A recent independent report found leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention mishandled allegations of sexual abuse and resisted attempts at change over two decades. Dee, how can we protect survivors from being re-traumatized when trust has been shattered?
Well, first, you've got to believe that they're telling you the right story. Most people seem to put survivors onto a trial, you know, just really skeptical, not wanting to believe that the majority of survivors are telling the truth. So by listening and assuring them that what they're telling you is confidential at that moment.
I appreciate that because it cuts to the heart when someone has gone through a painful experience and then they're not believed or at least even taken seriously.
Yes.
What sort of damage do you think this report has done to the SBC in terms of public perception?
Well, the public perception is very low right now. Only really people that aren't very strong in their cognitive skills are going to think otherwise. And I believe that the SBC is going to have to earn trust not only with the outsiders, but internally. The trust has been destroyed, as it always is in every congregation when these things happen.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to earn that back.
Yeah, exactly. Closer to home, the Rochester Catholic Diocese has offered a settlement to sex abuse survivors. Many victims, including former students, felt unheard. What are some safe yet practical steps abuse survivors can put into practice to move forward?
Well, when a survivor comes to me, one of the first things I talk about is idolatry and that to worship the church, and we all have done it at times, is really idolatry. But people can get along fine without the church.
And yet I know that you are a pro-church person. If things are done right, we don't want there to be an abuse of power.
Right. And it's really kind of funny because people often ask me, well, do you also work in the church? And I laugh and I say, well, this is the hardest church work I've ever done in my life, but it's also the most rewarding. It's not inside the church particularly, but I also work for justice and in mercy ministries as well within my own church. Yes, I believe in the church and I believe it can be powerful, but I also believe that it can be powerfully awful. I've seen both sides.
Yeah, exactly. When there is that abuse of power and lack of transparency.
Yes. Secrecy makes us sick. Transparency makes us whole.
A good reminder for all of us that we need accountability partners in our life, and we need good friends who can speak the truth in love into us, and that we can also speak that for them. In your life's work, Dee, have you noticed common warning signs or patterns when it comes to perpetrators of sexual abuse?
Well, I don't know that we can say common ones, but you can sometimes observe people just getting a little too close. For instance, it seems to me that most of the perpetrators that I have encountered have either been extremely low in self-esteem and it shows, or they're extremely high in charisma. I think it's seeing someone just a little bit off, a little bit odd, and they're in this position. And I am not saying that being a little bit atypical is going to be a problem for all people, but it's also sometimes a red flag because we have a certain persona that should be there for professionals across the board.
Good information there. What preventative measures can be put in place in homes and churches going forward to promote a safe, healthy environment, Dee?
Well, we've got to be able to talk. And when we promote secrecy in the church or in our homes on any topics, there's just a real fear of coming forth with the truth.
Yeah. You've got lots of information because you have spent so much of your life helping people get through sexual abuse. Where can people go for more information?
Well, I have a website, takecourage.org. And there we have information on three of the books I've written on this particular topic. I'm essentially a survivor, although I was a psychiatric nurse, and I think I kicked very fast into becoming an advocate as soon as I was assaulted by a colleague. It was overseas where this happened, and we were SBC missionaries. This was at a time when the SBC was not nearly as conservative as it is today. And we were just shocked to find that collusion with abuse is strong and maybe stronger within the church than it is anywhere else in society.
That's survivor advocate Deanne Miller. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.